second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. My guest today is Keith Johnson. He is a writer for the American Free Press, and his website is revoltofthepleb.wordpress.com. And you were talking about the number of Holocaust victims, the number of survivors, and I swear they outnumber the number of people that they were supposed to have slaughtered.
Yeah, I mean, weren't there like 2 million Jews throughout Europe during that time? And now we got 6 million victims, which means there must have been like 10 or 15 or 20, who knows how many millions were in these camps. Think about it in context. How can you house all these people? That's the size of New York City. Can you imagine?
Exactly.
So these Jewish soldiers rounded up all of the entire population of New York City. I mean, cops can hardly maintain one entire city block, and we're made to believe that they were able to round up 10 million people, an entire, like the city of New York. But like I said before the break, it's amazing some of the stuff you hear. I saw this Time magazine article from like 2009 or something, where they say that the Holocaust, it's a Holocaust gene. So once all these so-called Holocaust survivors die off, and they're dying off quick here, I mean, they got to be in their 70s or 80 years old, but we'll always have Holocaust survivors because it lives on in the genes of their descendants. You know, it's this traumatic Holocaust gene. So we'll always have Holocaust victims around. They'll always be able to claim that they've been traumatized by the Holocaust.
It's an inheritance, right?
Huh?
It's an inheritance.
Yeah.
Do you know that a Holocaust survivor didn't even have to be in Germany? If you lived during the war period,
mm-hmm.
and you're a Jew, you're a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, just like playing a game of tag or something. You're it.
Yeah.
That easy. But just all of these things that we've talked about, is it any wonder that we have an epidemic of police brutality here in the United States, Deanna? I mean, we're all Palestinians now, you know?
Yes.
Our cops are being trained by the Israelis.
That's who trained them. I mean,
And this NDAA you brought up, the National Defense Authorization Act, this $662 billion behemoth that sailed through the House, sailed through the Senate, signed by Obama, it's now law. And yes, there are provisions in this bill, folks, that allow for the indefinite detention of American citizens without due process of law, without evidence. A person could be held just on mere suspicion. Now, I know everyone is focusing their attention on Obama as if he wrote the damn thing. You know, he's now a dictator. Okay, fine. But let me remind everyone that this horrific piece of legislation is a collective work of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, three big Jewish organizations. And it's three authors who didn't actually write the bill. They just merely signed their names to it. Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Carl Levin. These people are synonymous with AIPAC, folks. Carl Levin, the one Jew among them, is the single highest recipient of AIPAC money for as long as he's been in office. I think I'm correct on that.
Yes.
And this is where the focus should be. We should be shouting to the heavens that if you want to blame anyone for your loss of liberties, you should be blaming the Zionist Jews who took them from you. But no, the alternative press, the Patriot Movement, they were headed off at the pass. And you want to know who was pointing his finger away from the Zionist Jews? Carl Levin himself. He got up on the floor of the House and blamed Obama. He said the administration was the one. They're the ones who insisted that the provisions that allowed American citizens to be detained for an indefinite period without trial remain in the bill. So what did our friends in the alternative press and Patriot community do? They took the bait and focused all their energies on Obama.
Oh, they're good at that.
Huh?
Those Jews are good at shifting the blame. All righty, we need to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All righty, we are back. Our guest today is Keith Johnson. And we will take some calls at 800-313-9443, and we do already have some callers lined up. You know, Levin has been a senator since January 3rd, 1979. He is the younger brother of U.S. Representative Sander M. Levin.
Wow. Yeah, he's been around for a long, long time. You bet. He's their point man. He's a, and you don't really hear that much about him. Either. He's in the bathroom.
I wonder why.
And, you know, folks, I want you to understand, I am no fan of Obama. I'm not coming to the defense of Obama. I can't stand Obama, but let's put him in context, folks. He's a puppet. He's here today, he'll be gone tomorrow, and we're still going to have these people like Carl Levin still around, calling the shot. Okay? You know, I could see Obama, when he leaves the White House, maybe being a judge on American Idol or something. I mean, the guy, really. Let's not put too much focus on this Obama character, okay? But, yeah, I mean, what they've done, see, they took the bait, you know, the Patriot community, they took the bait from Levin, they put all their energies on Obama, and they set the stage so that years from now, it'll be Barack Obama who will be known as the president who stole our freedom, just like George W. Bush got blamed for the Patriot Act, when in fact it was the Zionist Jews who were responsible for that, too. What's George W. Bush doing? He's playing golf now. He's going to baseball games. He's out of the game, folks.
Yeah, he's writing books and going on tours and
books.
All kinds of stuff.
He's not writing books. He's just posing for pictures for the cover.
Right.
And signing autographs at book signings. But, yeah, he didn't write that. But, yeah, we've become the modern-day Romans who got blamed for the crucifixion of Christ, when in reality, it was the Jewish lobby of its day that demanded the crucifixion of Christ. But we'll
Absolutely.
Go down in history as the ones who slaughtered millions of Muslims. The Jews will point to the Christians years from now, and they'll say, isn't it terrible what those Christians do to people? Isn't it just terrible? You know, and Pontius Pilate, he didn't even want to crucify Christ, but he was a puppet of the Jewish lobby, just like Obama is their puppet today. And if Pontius Pilate were the president of the United States, he'd be the one whispering in Sarkozy's ear, you can't stand that, Netanyahu? I have to put up with that fat SOB every day. Am I right, Deanna?
Yes, you are. You are so right. Hey, let's take a call.
Okay.
Let's take David from New Mexico. David, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna and Keith.
Hi, David.
I am no Zionist. I am not a Jew. I agree with a whole lot of what you're saying. I'm painfully aware of the fascist Zionist influence in this country. However, getting back to the Nazi issue, I mean, the Prescott Bush was heavily involved in financing the Nazi regime.
No. Take it, Deanna. Take that one.
You're getting most of your information from a book that was written by Charles Higham, who is also a Jew. And he wrote the book from which most of that information comes from. Now, if Prescott Bush, and he was associated with the bank, but they were not financing Hitler. Everything is set up as a corporation. The multinational corporations, they were investing in corporations, not in Hitler.
Well, what about the Operation Paperclip that brought all those Nazi scientists and engineers into our intelligence community, into our science community?
According to Linda Hunt, right?
Operation Paperclip is well documented.
Yes, I know that. I understand that. Do you think that they came over here? Well, sure. We did have some Germans come over here after World War II.
I'm not saying all Germans are bad. I'm not. But
are you saying that any are? I mean, what are you saying here?
I'm just saying that we can't totally discount the Nazi influence either. And but we are definitely a fascist nation now.
No, I don't think so. I think we're a communist nation.
Well,
I think we're
too.
A Talmudic nation with all these rules and regulations, and they may as well all come out of the Talmud.
And David, this is another gripe of mine: is this word fascism has become demonized when fascism can be good and fascism can be bad. Fascism, when it's worked against the people, is bad. But when it's worked to dismantle things like the Jewish-controlled media and the central banking system, then fascism is good. Would you agree with me, Deanna?
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. Not only did Germans come over here, but when the Americans went into Germany, they took a lot of they stole all the patents. All the patents that they could get their hands on. For anything of value, brought them over here, passed them out to the corporations. It's the corporations that are so in control.
I don't disagree with that, Deanna. I think you're quite correct. But Stalin was both communist and fascist.
No. Have you actually studied National Socialism? It's a totally different thing than what you're calling fascism.
Well, as I'm saying, fascism is more of a style than an ideology. The difference is under communism, the state owns the corporations.
Well, under the United States, the corporation of the United States owns and invests in the corporations.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with that. What I'm saying is it's more like a matter of appearances and these veils of names and nomenclatures and terminologies, but this evil is shared by many different persons of different ethnic groups, different nationalities, all working together. We call them the elite or the Illuminati or whatever.
Yeah, mainstream patriot rhetoric.
Yep.
This is hey, listen, there's not one person to blame. It's like, okay, we've got this, this League of Supervillains who meet in a cave somewhere, you know, in the Swiss Alps. And on this side, you got Netanyahu and Adolf Hitler, and then you've got Vladimir Putin. And on the other side, you got the Queen of England, and you've got George Soros. And, you know, they got all these things mixed up. Everybody takes a piece of the blame, and they call it the Illuminati. They call it the New World.
Are you there? Oh, what happened? Oh, my goodness. Okay, we need to call Keith back. We lost him. Hope he's okay. All of the calls dropped. Okay, so David dropped. And basically, what David needs to do, and any other listener who is out there, that is still buying into the mainstream media and some of the disinformation in the Patriot movement, needs to listen to the first half hour of Keith's presentation today, because you're buying into the precepts that the mass media and the people behind most of what's going on today in this country and what went on in Russia and what went on in the Ottoman Empire and basically what went on in Germany. You're buying into the people that own the press, the people that control Hollywood, the people that own Congress, the people who run the lobbies. So, I mean, it's a sad thing, but we're all very well indoctrinated, and it's very difficult to get away from that. Very, very difficult. So do we have Keith back? Okay. Is Nell back? Okay. All righty. Okay, let's take Nell, and we'll try and get Keith back here. Nell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. It's Melanie. How are you?
Oh, Melanie. I'm sorry. They have you down as Nell. So you've renamed.
Is your gentleman there?
Keith got cut.
So did
apparently
I. I had to call back.
Something happened, right.
Yes, yes. I did call back. I just wanted to say to him that I think he's brilliant. I think he's done an amazing amount of work. Agree with him just about for everything. I keep in mind, too, the companies that were protecting the security of Oklahoma City building and 911, the airports, was also an Israeli firm. And it's all over the net, if you dig, about how our police forces in cities are being trained by Israeli trainees.
Right.
So that I agree with as well. The only,
yes.
And American Free Press, yes, I've been buying that newspaper for years. I do understand from certain people it is also what you call when they controlled opposition. They did have ties with FBI and CIA, but...
And where did that information come from?
Well, I will tell you personally, but Mr. Gunderson, who was former FBI, who passed away recently, when you do enough digging about him, you find out that he was married to the Lady of the Church of Satan.
Sure.
And so forth and so on and so forth. So... He was very involved in all sorts of uncomfortable things, and I spoke to Willis Carto about this a few beers back, and he's been all checked out and so forth. He was fine. So, you know, the gentleman says there are two sides of the coin, your guest. He's absolutely correct. It's a constant learning process for we here who are fighting to save our country for our grandchildren. It's a constant battle.
Right. Stay over the break. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
My Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
And I think we have Keith back. I thought.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was talking away, and then all of a sudden I hear the operator say, if you want to make a call, please hang up and dial again. And then
I thought maybe the Israeli trained policeman.
Finally got a call back. I don't know.
Crashed in your door or something.
Yeah.
All righty. Did you hear Mel and what she had to say about American Free Press?
Yeah, well, you know, American Free Press wouldn't be credible if there wasn't disinformation out there. You know, being put forth to try to discredit it. I mean, that's just obvious. But I will say this. I mean, I don't know anything about any CIA connection or controlled opposition. I was contacted by Victor Thorne. Someone recommended me to be a writer over there, and I said, fantastic. And, you know, I was able to, you know, write my own articles, submit ideas, and, you know, when my articles are submitted, they're not... They're not gone over and taken all the essential stuff out. Sometimes it's edited, to fit the page, but none of the essential stuff that needs to be reported on is taken out. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, I think you're representative of American Free Press and some of the other fine people that work there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we got Michael Collins Piper. I mean, for the CIA. I mean.
Yeah, Mark Anderson. We have a lot of really good people.
We got Mark Anderson. We have Keith Petrick. We've got a man who has served time in prison, 7 years in prison. Call him a CIA agent.
Yeah,
Jim
exactly.
Traffigan. Yeah, call him a CIA agent. You know, he spent 7 years in prison because the Jews railroaded him out of Congress. Okay?
Right.
So give me a break. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. We've got really good people over there.
Okay, we have a bunch of callers. We have David back. Mel, did you have another comment? Are you there? Okay, she must have gone. Okay, let's get David back here. David, you have some concluding remarks?
Tiana, I got cut off too, Tiana.
Yes, everybody got cut off.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I do not rely on the mainstream media at all. I used to be a newspaper editor, so I'm well aware of the issues. I listen to RBN all day long, from like 7 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. I read News with Views and numerous other alternative websites. I write for the websites, in fact. But I'm aware that Rothschild is kind of like at the center of all this, and I understand the Jewish influence there, but it's largely a secular Jewish influence that looks more to the Talmud for their guidance, and I'm outraged about that.
Okay, did you have a question for Keith?
Well, how would he respond to this about how I understand the subterfuge, but there are other influences besides Jews. Jews are, I understand the Jewish role, but there are others.
Okay, well, this is what I would say. And Deanna mentioned this before. People who put out this idea that the Nazis are taking control or had a part the Nazis had this alliance with the Zionists and this sort of thing. Now, if you write a book about that, you can get it published by mainstream publishing houses if you put that out there. But if you talk about the stuff that we talk about, if I write a book about the stuff that I talk about, it will not get published. Jim Maher's book was on the New York Times bestsellers list. The stuff I talk about wouldn't. What does that tell you?
Well, I understand the Jews control the publishing houses and the news media. Like, so
okay,
I was
well,
up
thank
to,
you.
I was up to my eyeballs in Jews and the newspaper business. I'm a Christian, and boy, did I feel like the odd man out. I understand what you're saying there.
So you got to take this stuff with a grain of salt, you know.
Right.
You really do. But
David,
we
have so many other callers. We really do need to move on.
All right.
But thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
Let's take Barrett from Idaho. Barrett, welcome to the program.
Barrett, are
you there?
I know. I think the government flipped the switch to cut us all off.
Possibly.
I would say more than possibly, in my opinion, because I've been listening. I discovered
RBN. Okay,
did
you have a question for Keith?
Yes, I do. I've only been listening to RBN. I need to say this real quick. This is, a lot of this is new to me, and I have a question. I've only been listening to RBN since August, and I'm hearing stuff that Hitler was good, Jews are bad, and there's all these labels on people. In Buddhism, you just are. You know, you are. So, you know, it's like we're looking at the web and not the spider. And the Bilderbergs, they have a symbol of an owl in the middle. There's a circle. And around that circle, it says, spiders weave not webs here, or something like that, to that effect. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask your guest, because a lot of this stuff is really new to me. I knew that there's a central government, and that we're being repressed, and that the Constitution is being trashed, everything that was given to us by nature or God or creation or evolution, whatever you believe in. Personally, I believe in the evolution theory.
Okay, Barrett, would you hang on over the break? We do have to take a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Are back, and our guest today is Keith Johnson. And Barrett, you have a question for Keith?
Yeah, I know. I'll make it quick.
Well, I think you already asked it. Let me answer it. I heard your first question about. Now, I understand, Barrett, because what you're talking about as far as the occult and the esoteric, and I really got into that when I first started getting involved in this. But I think it's more of a distraction at this point than anything else. But yes, there. Certainly is there certainly is something to that, what you're talking about. But this, most of this occult imagery that you see goes back to Judaism. Freemasonry is a product of Judaism based on the Babylonian Talmud and the Jewish Kabbalah. And it's a system of magic and deviltry which forms the basis for the Scottish Rite's 33 ritual degree ceremony. So what you're talking about when you're saying, well, the Jews are bad and Hitler was good and so on and so forth, I'm not saying that the Jews are bad and Hitler was good. Let's put this all in context. War is horrible. It's horrific and bad things happen. And yes, Jews died. Jews that shouldn't have died died. But let's be quite honest. Who declared war on Germany? Or did the Germans declare war on the Jews? Or did the Jews declare war on Germany? It'd be the same thing if Michelle Bachmann got up there and said, the America is going to declare war on the Muslims, and I'm living in a Muslim nation, and they take me, and they're saying, well, you're a threat, and put me in a concentration camp. Am I going to be mad at that leader of that country, am I going to be mad at Michelle Bachmann for saying she's waging war on my behalf? So that's what happened there. And when people say, oh, Hitler is bad and all this stuff, I tell them or what I ask them is I say, okay, you know so much about how horrible Hitler was. Give me one sentence that he ever said. Stop and think about that, folks. Give me one sentence.
He says Obama supposedly made the same speech about having a youth or a civilian militia or whatever as to go with the army, or, you know.
Okay, well, what was Hitler's statement in that regard? Give me, if that's what you know, give me the sentence that Hitler said about that.
I wasn't alive in 33. Far from it.
Right. See, all we know about Hitler, most people, is what the Jews tell them about Hitler. I mean, all we see is this man with a funny mustache and a weird haircut standing up there at the podium, screaming and yelling passionately. That's what they see of Hitler. And we were told, he's saying some bad things here. He's saying he's going to exterminate the Jews. He's going to throw them in ovens.
Look at
that crowd out there. They're all for it. You know?
If you hear somebody yelling in a foreign language, you don't know what they're saying, you're going to think it's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, try that in an airport.
And, you know...
But you don't know, but it's like people like us. Hitler could have been like, hey, this is going on. This country's going down. You know, the U.S. that's responsible, and they're Jews or something?
People have... I've asked dozens of people to give me a sentence that Hitler said, and one person came back and he said, well, he said that if you tell a lie big enough, that people will start believing it. And I've even heard Patriot radio talk show hosts saying that that proves that Hitler was a mean, horrible person. He was trying to deceive his people. Actually, what he was saying is that's what his enemy does.
Exactly. He was telling us about the Brits.
Also, my last thing is, can you tell us all how to order your paper before you go?
Oh, yeah, go to AmericanFreePress.net, and it'll just go... They'll take you right through the whole process.
Right now, we can't. We're just barely paying rent.
We
don't care about the cable. That's just a bunch of propaganda stuff and reruns.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, you don't have an internet. Boy, that's tough. Well, you know what? If you have a phone, you can call Washington, D.C., get the number. I mean, I could look it up, but it's going to take some time. Just call Information, American Free Press, Washington, D.C. They'll give you a number. Call them, and they'll set you up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Barrett. All righty, let's quickly take Ron in Texas. Ron, welcome to the program. Is Ron there? Ron? Okay, there's something wrong with his audio, apparently. Okay, let's move forward. Is Ron there?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, I wanted to pass your guest there. I just love the tack that he's on there. But my question is, you know, with the question about groups, good Jew, bad Jew, but I'm interested, you talked about this higher up. It's just evil Jews, you know, in the cabal.
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything.
You know, Ron, we just can't hear you, so we're going to have to move on to another caller.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, let's take Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. In 1933... didn't world Jewry declare war on Germany? Is that not correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. Samuel Untermeyer.
Okay, very good. Being Scots-Irish and English ancestry, I'm kind of ashamed of the English part sometimes, even though I do love the people. I don't think much of the management. And one other quick comment of German ingenuity. I'm a motorcycle enthusiast, have been all my life. Rather than have a patent on a particular motorcycle cylinder they made back in the 1970s, what they called the Slash 5 model, they used to be made of iron, but the Germans came up with a solution to cast a steel liner with aluminum, and they never patented it. But then again, when people visited the factory, they were never allowed in the cylinder room where they were made, so they... So they outsmarted everybody and didn't even have a patent on it. And this thing on world Jewry declaring war on Germany, How about from now on if we just say it sounds more like the KGB than the Gestapo? And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All righty. Let's take Art in Philadelphia. Art, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, what you're talking about is very keen interest to me. I have a there's a website, noplaceforcorruption.com, where I talked about this and also talked with Michael Collins Piper in the past about it. With regards to today's events, you know, looking at the past, you can look at that and show how things evolved. What does your research show you about what the role of Sheldon Adelson is in all of this at this point in time?
Well, Sheldon Adelson just recently revealed, he sent, John McCain, no, not John McCain, Newt Gingrich, $5 million in funding. And Adelson, he is an extreme right-wing Jew. He is for all of the most atrocious things that the Israelis are involved in. He was actually the one behind Newt Gingrich's comments that the Palestinians are an invented people. This is something that he came up with and was just mouthed by Newt Gingrich. So, yeah, I mean, I may not know as much about Sheldon as you do, but Michael Collins Piper would probably be the one to talk to in that regard.
Well, okay. Here's what I would say, though. The organization he controls is AIPAC, mm-hmm. the Republican Jewish Coalition, Lugovich, the ones who put the menorah on the White House, Zionist Organization of America, mm-hmm. and he owns the casinos, the Sands Casinos.
Yeah, the Sands Casino, right.
Right, and do you know who he purchased the Sands Casinos from?
No.
Meyer Lansky.
Meyer Lansky, right.
Yes.
You know, it's all one big network, Meyer Lansky. We look at him in these Godfather movies. He's, portrayed by someone else with a different name, but it's obviously supposed to be Meyer Lansky, the Jewish accountant there, like he's like a lieutenant of the mafia, when in actuality he was a big, big, big wimp, part of the Bronfman crime family up in Canada. He's part of this whole web that actually was behind the financing of John McCain's campaign. His wife, John McCain's wife, Cindy Hensley, is the daughter of Jim Hensley, Big Jim Hensley, who took the fall for some liquor violations and then came out and got rewarded with big Budweiser beer distribution center, which made his fortune and which financed the political campaign of or political career of John McCain. Would you agree with me there?
Yes. Now, there's a friend of mine recently who last year ran into a woman who needed some care, nursing care, and her daughter brought her in. Her daughter's name was Sandy Lombardi, and her mother's name is Anna Citron. You know who that is?
No, no.
Do you ever see Boardwalk Empire where they have Nucky Johnson?
I've heard of that show, yeah.
Right. And they talk about where they set up the National Crime Syndicate.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of the episodes, but no.
Right. But long story short, the cover story for that was to celebrate the honeymoon of Meyer Lansky to Anna Citron.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at what happened at the St. Valentine's Massacre up to Sheldon Adelson, and you flow it through Operation Underworld, the CIA programs, Operation Underworld, Operation Zapata, and Operation Mockingbird, you can see how we got here and who the exact power figures are in here. If you do that analysis, it seems to certainly indicate that the top broker of all this corruption that you're talking about goes right to Sheldon Adelson. That power structure in and around Adelson is the power structure that did this. It shows the connections to him to 9/11, to the mortgage securities fraud, to the Vegas casinos, and to the control of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to really write some articles, do the country a service, I would focus on that guy. Take a look at that website, noplaceforcorruption.com, and I think you can write articles that will probably push you right to the top.
Wow, this is a good call.
He is at the top.
Thank you so much, Art, for that. This guy knows what he's talking about.
Yes, right. He does.
Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thanks, Art. Okay, the number for American Free Press, if Barrett is still listening, is 888-699-6397. And Melanie apparently got cut off, so let's take Melanie back again. Oh, she dropped. Okay, she dropped again. Okay. Melanie, if you're out there, give us a call. Let's take, who else do we have here? Okay, we don't have anybody else. Oh, my word. Okay. I guess we got all the callers. Okay.
Well, boy, you might have to have me back another day to finish up on this militarization. Because we're pretty much running out of time. But I guess we could get started on it. I mean, this National Defense Authorization Act that we were talking about, it's all part and parcel to a military crackdown on the American people who are going to rise up in the wake of either an attack on Iran or an economic breakdown or both. And it appears that both are on the horizon. Now, as far as an attack on Iran, I would say at this point, it's a coin toss. You know, it makes no perfect sense to attack Iran. It would mean the destruction of Israel within 5 to 10 to 15 years, certainly no longer than that. But then again, we're dealing with the Israelis, and they're a mad dog, a psychotic bunch of just maniacs out there. So that reduces it from what I would consider to be a 90% probability that we won't go after Iran down to 50-50. So, you know, I don't want to really get into that because that takes us off topic. But one thing is for certain, okay, while we are uncertain at this point about an attack on Iran, one thing that is certain is an economic breakdown, and that is going to occur, in my prediction, either this year or next year. At least we're going to start to see some real bad things happening. So I don't think it's any coincidence that this National Defense Authorization Act came at the time that it is. And we've been learning. I've been doing a lot of research and found out that behind the scenes, our government has been bracing for this economic breakdown for several years. And the most recent evidence of this was in late October. The United States Army sponsored what they had called the Alternative Futures Symposium in Chantilly, Virginia. And this was a three-day event. They had about 85 experts from academia, industry, civilian government agencies, U.S., foreign militaries, all in attendance here. And they came to the conclusion, you never heard about this, have you, Deanna?
No.
They came to the conclusion that the United States economy was on the verge of collapse and that its debt was now took precedence as the most serious threat to national security. So that's what they determined. And this symposium was part of the U.S. Army's Unified Quest 2012. Now, this is another little-known exercise, and this one was the latest in a series of these war games, which in recent years has focused on America's response to a global financial meltdown. And I'm going to read a little bit from my article. That's probably the best way to do it, if you don't mind here. I hate
reading. Oh, absolutely.
Readings,
go ahead.
In November of 2010, CNBC's Eamon Javers had this to say about last year's exercise. Quote, ever since the crash of 2008, the defense intelligence establishment has really been paying a lot of attention to global markets and now how they can serve as a threat to U.S. national security interests. And he goes on to report, quote, the Army is having a very interesting year-long exercise called Unified Quest 2011. That was the one before. In that wargaming series, the Army is looking at the implications of a large-scale economic breakdown in the U.S. that would force the Army to keep domestic order amid civil unrest and deal with global fragmented power and drastically lower budgets. And this was back in 2010. Okay. And according to this report, there were 30 military officials from the Marine Corps, four colleges, who visited the trading floors of J.P. Morgan back in October of 2010 to study markets and the economy. And so we see that all different parts of the Pentagon and the defense intelligence establishment, they're all looking at markets and looking at ways that they can prevent this kind of threat, to the United States. But anyway, these are the guys whose job it is to think the very worst things that could possibly happen, and they've dreamed up some very scary scenarios. That's according to that report from CNBC. And Intelligence or Inside Defense magazine, they also reported on this Unified Quest 2011 way back in, like, towards the end of 2010. And they had an article entitled Army Officials Think Through the What-Ifs of a Global Economic Collapse. And what they revealed is, quote, officials picked the scenario of a worldwide economic collapse because it was deemed a plausible course of events given the current global security environment. In such a future,
wow,
the United States would be broke, causing a domino effect that would push economies across the globe into chaos, unquote.
Wow.
We gotta...
All righty. We do have to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our guest has been Keith Johnson. His website is revoltoftheplebs.wordpress.com. He is a writer for American Free Press. Okay, pick it up. We've got...
Yeah, well, we were talking about how the Army has been concentrating on these what-if scenarios about a global economic collapse, right? And I was talking about some of the conclusions that they drew. And I'm quoting now from an Army lieutenant colonel by the name of Mark Elfendahl, who was at this exercise, this three-day session, and he said, quote, that in response to a global economic collapse, this is what he says, quote, the Army would have to significantly alter its investment portfolio, focusing on light and inexpensive forces, and that, quote, an increased focus on domestic activities might be a way of justifying whatever Army force structure the country can still afford. That's frightening stuff right there. Domestic activities. And then we get this NDAA, which allows for American troops to be patrolling, you know, American streets. And this guy concludes by saying, in kind of a lighthearted manner, too, he says, well, the only silver lining is that the Army would have an influx of qualified recruits as the result of an unemployment rate between 25% and 30%. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, do you see all of this kind of linking together as some, as I see it at all as deliberate? The whole thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is really going to frighten you, because if we look back all the way to 2008, we see, and this is not just conspiracy websites coming, these are prominent, this is a prominent American newspaper and a foreign news agency, both reporting on the same thing. And I'll read here from the from Russia Today, reported in 2008. Quote, 20,000 additional U.S., and this is in 2008, mind you, folks. Quote, 20,000 additional U.S. uniformed troops set to be trained by 2011 are to help as a response to the threat of a possible mass terror attack or civil unrest following an economic collapse, unquote. I've got another quote from the Washington Post. The U.S. military expects to have 20,000 uniformed troops inside the United States by 2011. This was also written in 2008. In 2011, trained to help state and local officials respond to a nuclear terrorist attack or other domestic catastrophe, according to Pentagon officials. Now, that's frightening stuff, folks. And then we hear President Obama, what did he do earlier this year? He promised to have all troops return home from Iraq by the end of 2011, which coincides with this anticipated economic collapse.
Very nicely, I might add, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
unbelievable. So they've been planning for this. They've been seeing that this thing is coming, and all of this stuff, like you say, it's all, you just put the pieces together, and you can see how this thing is coming to fruition.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we didn't have time to get into another article I wrote for American Free Press, maybe we could do that another time, and it talks about how communities across the United States have been cashing in on these federal grants. I mean, since 2011, they've collected, or police agencies across the nation have been getting these federal Homeland Security grants so that they can equip their police officers with armored vehicles, with unmanned arsenal vehicles, with assault rifles, with grenade launchers.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. We need to get you back right away.
Okay.
I'll email you.
We'll set it up. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me, Deanna.
Thank you, Keith. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners.